He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. In other words, you don't have to be thankful about this, that you have power over these things, but those spirits also, they have to be subject unto you. An evil spirit has to be subject unto you if you don't have sin in your life. Now, if you've got a sin in your life, you're in trouble. That's how he got in. If you have not repented of that sin, you can command him to leave and he'll laugh at you. He'll make you more sick. You know, he'll just torment the fool. You say, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave. And when you do that in the name of Jesus, and he says, put you down on the floor. What's wrong? This ain't working. And it don't work. But then when you get rid of that sin, then he has no claim to you. That's the secret. No sin. Get rid of the sin. When you get rid of the sin, it says you don't have to rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. And I'm grateful my name's written in heaven, aren't you?
Amen.
Oh, praise God, I'm glad my name's written in heaven, because I don't want to spend eternity in that lake of fire, I'll tell you for sure. So anyway, this night the Lord revealed to me that I have been given power over the enemy, and I've got a problem with my feet that I've had since I was a teenager, which I've been to many doctors. I've doctored it, and it gets better, but it always comes back, especially in the summertime when I'm working and hot. It bleeds, my toes crack open, and all those kind of things. Many people know what athlete's foot is, you know, and the doctors think it's a fungus, but I'm telling you, it's a spirit of infirmity. God revealed it to me. So that night, years ago, I said, I command you, spirit of infirmity, to come out of my body and go somewhere, but somewhere besides here, and I command you never to come back in the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, Father. I ask you to send the Holy Spirit to heal my toes and make them perfect, and I'm healed in Jesus' name. And I went to bed, and the next morning I woke up, and I ain't had a sign of athlete's foot since that day. It's been 35, 40 years ago. Now then, I'm a member of the Baptist Church, a Sunday school teacher, and a deacon. Well, after about 4 or 5 years, I thought, you know, one day my class, I'm kind of leading them gently into these powerful things. And I thought, this Sunday I'll tell them about my athlete's foot story happened 4 or 5 years ago. I've been healed ever since, so I know it worked. So I told them about it. One of the ladies come up to me after it's over and said, Thurman, do you know little Michelle Gregg has athlete's foot terrible? Would you go to her mother and dad and tell her that you know how to get it healed? Because I said, you know, they have to doctor her all the time. They have to take her to doctors and everything else. I said, sure, I know Michelle and Loretta. Great. I mean, you know, they're a great young couple. Got a little 6-year-old and a 2-year-old son. I said, I love that couple. He's an RA teacher, everything. So I said, yes, I'll be happy to. So I went to them after Sunday school that morning. And I said, you know, I understand Michelle, which was 6. I said, so Michelle has athlete's foot real bad. Yeah, she does, really bad. I said, I've learned how to get it healed. It's a spiritual problem. And they said, a what? I said, it's a spiritual problem. It's an enemy. It's a devil. Thurman, we don't have time to talk to you now. We'll see you later. And boy, they'd run off. And I thought, what's wrong with them? So every Sunday at church, they're there every Sunday, and I'd see Michelle and Loretta. I'd say, hey, Michelle and Loretta. Bye, Thurman, hi. And they're gone out the back door. Russell and Loretta. They won't talk to me. They won't even get close to me. I thought, what's wrong with that couple? I said, Lord, all I'm doing, I want to try to tell them what you showed me, and I want to get their little girl healed. And they won't even talk to me. So after 2 or 3 months, I went home one day and I said, Lord, you said in your word, if I can believe, nothing is impossible with me. Is that what the king said?
Yes.
You know, we don't believe that, do we? Well, let me tell you, here's a guy that does believe that. So I knelt down beside my bed right over there in my house. I said, Father, I know they don't know these truths, but you've revealed them to me. And I said, they have a little sick girl that I got the answer to. You revealed it to me, and they're afraid of it because they've never been taught these things in church. So they think I'm some kind of crazy guy. So I said, you said, if I have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with me. Did the king say that?
Yes.
Now what does that mean? Does that mean he's given us all power and authority? Yes. All power and all authority have been given to the righteous church. So I knelt down beside my bed. I said, "You devil of hell, I command you." I said, "Little Michelle and Greg and Russell, Russell and Loretta, they live about 3 miles straight across, right over there, maybe 4 miles." But I said, "Lord, I saw you cast a demon out of a little boy and a little girl. I remember when the mother come to you and she wanted you to cast a demon out of her, and you finally told her, 'Woman, just go home. Your daughter's delivered.'" Is that what he said?
Yes.
I said, "Lord, you said anything you could do, I could do it." Is that what the king said?
Yes.
Really? Did he say that?
Yes.
John 14:12. I want you to look at John 14:12. See, there's got to be something to prove in the Word of God that you can do what you say you can do. But I want you to look at John 14:12. "Verily, verily," or "truly, truly, I, Jesus, say unto you, he that believeth on me." Do I believe on him?
Yes.
Do you believe on him?
Yes.
Okay. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father."
Amen.
Now, if I saw Jesus cast out that Samaritan woman's daughter, and she's all the way at home, she's in another country, "Lord, please, I need you to worship, to cast out this demon out of my daughter." And he looked at her and he said, "I only came to the sheep of Israel. Besides that woman, you're just a dog." What would you feel like if God called you a dog? It would make you feel good, would it? But do you know he called that woman a dog? And she said, "I know, Lord. I know I'm a puppy dog." But she knelt and worshipped him. "I know I'm a puppy dog, Lord. But even the crumbs that fall from the master's table fall to the puppies."
Amen.
He said, "Woman, you have great faith. Because of this thing, you go home. Your daughter's delivered." So the woman went home and her daughter was completely normal. I said, "Lord, if you can do it long distance, the same Jesus that did that 2,000 years ago is living right here. He ain't very far away, is he?" Now then, my miracle is where? In my mouth, in my heart. So I commanded that demon to leave little Michelle. In the name of Jesus, I said, "It's done. Thank you, Lord." I got up, went on, done what I normally wanted to do. About 2 or 3 weeks later, Loretta came to me in church and said, "Thurman, did you pray for Michelle?" I said, "Well, kinda." I was afraid to tell her I cast a demon out of her. I said, "Kinda." She said, "I knew it. She's healed." I said, "Praise God." I said, "You know, I need to come down, sit down with y'all and tell you how to keep her healed." "Oh," she said, "Thurman, she's totally healed. She said, she's okay." I said, "No, you don't understand. Matthew chapter 12 says, when a demon is cast out, he goes looking through dry places for another house. And if he don't find one, he comes back to the house which he left. And if that house is swept and clean, he comes back in and he brings 7 of his buddies worse than himself." I said, "You need to let me come and show you." "No, we're okay. She's healed." So sometime later, 4, 5, 6 months goes by. They never had time. God was patient with them. Give them 4, 5, or 6 months. Then one day she comes to me and said, "Thurman, Michelle's athlete's foot is back. And it's much worse than it ever was before." Now, does that line up with the Word?
Yes.
Lines up exactly with what God's Word says. She said, "What do we do?" I said, "Okay, let me tell you what to do. Wednesday night after church," that's when she come to me, Wednesday night service. I told her, I said, "Loretta, I want you to go home and tell your husband, Russell. I said, I want you to tell him to take Luke 10:19-20, and I want y'all to read that. I want both of you to repent of all sin. Make sure you've got all sin repented of. And then I want you to take Luke 10:19-20, and I want your husband to cast that demon out of your daughter. And then I want the two of you to take this wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19. Now let's see what Matthew 18:19 says. Matthew 18:19 makes this statement. "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching," what? Do you think the king could really mean anything? Yes, he does. "Anything for his glory, that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven." Isn't that an awesome promise? So there's two of them, right? And they're on earth, and they're going to repent of their sins. So what do they lack? Nothing. Just do it. I told him, I said, go home and tell your husband to cast a demon out. Use Luke 10, 19, and 20. I want you to read it. Sir. In fact, I told her, I said, have Russell read Luke 10, 19, and 20 a dozen times out loud. So his faith will be up there. And then after he cast a demon out of her, I said, then take Matthew 18, 19 and ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit and completely restore the little girl's feet. I said, by the way, how bad are her feet? She said, when she comes home from school in the afternoon, we have to take her shoes off and put her feet in a pan of warm water to soften up all the clotted blood and everything before we can get her socks off of her feet. That sounds bad, doesn't it? I said, well, if you'll do what I tell you, I guarantee you'll get her healed. So she goes home and tells Russell. And he reads those verses a dozen times. And then he goes and he reads Matthew 18, 19. So then he goes in and gets his little daughter and get that little 2.5-year-old son, gets them all up, brings them back out there and tells his daughter, said, honey, I've learned that this is a evil spirit or a demon that's in your feet. Well, Michelle's only 6 or 7, 6.5 or something like that. And he said, Daddy, she's going to cast that thing out. So Russell said, I looked at her little feet and they're awful. I mean, all cracked, the toenails coming off and all kinds of stuff. So he said, I quote Luke 10, 19 and 20. He said, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. Never done this before in my life. I ain't never heard this taught nowhere except from Thurman Scrivener. Been in church all my life. Served God forever. Ever since I was born. Raised in a good Christian home. But ain't never heard nothing like this. He commanded that evil spirit of infirmity to come out of little Michelle and go somewhere forever and never come back in Jesus' name. And then he takes Matthew 18, 19 and reads it, and they lay hands on her and agree that her feet will be made perfect in the name of Jesus, and they put her back to bed. The next morning, Russell goes in. He goes to work at early, so he goes back in there by 7 o'clock, jerks the covers off of his little 6-year-old daughter and says, honey, Daddy wants to see your feet before he goes to work this morning. And little Michelle looked down and starts crying. Daddy, it worked. Her little feet are beautiful and manicured and perfect. There's not a crack or a loose toenail or nothing overnight.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, God Expects Your Undivided Attention, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.